Well, good morning. It's going to be another awesome day. It's already a happy hump day, Trump day. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time now for a segment we call What's Bugging You? And it's a chance for you to call in and air it out, get whatever it is that's bugging you off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Ready? 877-975-9825. And good morning, Douglas. What's bugging you?
Hi there. Well, over here in Palatka, we have one of the largest drywall manufacturers in the United States. It's foreign-owned, and because they transitioned the coal generator systems to natural gas, we can't keep up with production with the gypsum they need, so they're importing it from Turkey. I'm former Coast Guard. I was the guy that would board vessels like that when they're smuggling guns from Cuba over to Grenada. There's a vulnerability. We need to start generating more coal. Thank you. God bless.
Okay. All right. Yeah, generating coal. I don't know who you would call. Call the drywall people? Call who's in charge of our trade? You know, with that, where do you go up the ladder with that kind of thing? Yeah, I don't know. But if they're not doing it legally, he said smuggling, right?
Well, he compared the importing then to smuggling guns, so.
Well, yeah. We import things legally all the time. I don't know where you go with that. Greg and I, we can't even catch dogs, so we couldn't be a dog catcher, but you want us to track down some, worldwide conspiracy about drywall and gypsum. I'll take it as a compliment, thinking that we have that kind of power
and
pull.
Yeah, we'll take
Good
that.
Job, Greg.
Oh, yeah, we're on it.
Good morning. Let's go to Chris. What is bugging you?
What's going on, fellas? Yeah, what's bugging me is people throwing out terms that they don't understand and could barely pass a civics exam. You know, we hear people call Trump a fascist, but they wouldn't really know what fascism looked like if they looked it in the face. And we hear everybody fear-mongering about these democratic socialists when all they're asking is for a pre-Reagan tax code. And I just find it really funny that Mondami was the one who released all the files, and now there's a petition to not have him come down to the 9/11 site. What, because he's Muslim? I mean, we just got to do better. I think you shouldn't have a political opinion unless you can pass a civics exam. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, well, look, first of all, I think Mamdani has proven himself to be anti-Semitic, so that is an issue, and I think, you know, that's a problem with him being there. And also, when you say that this call for socialism is just pre-Reagan tax code, well, number one, the tax code before Reagan changed it was tremendously punitive, especially toward those people who were wealthy or making a lot of money. And I think he spurred the economy by lowering that tax rate. And by the way, the socialism push is far more than that. They're talking about forcing everybody into a Medicare-type program, which is unfeasible, undoable, but they would try to force it anyway, and it would be an utter and unbelievable mess on every level. So, no, they are the danger that we've warned people about, in my opinion. Let's go to Joe. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Flock cameras and the fact that I have not seen the first flock camera removed from state roads. That's what's bugging me, guys. Have a good one.
Interesting. Don't know exactly how much time they have. If it's a 30-day thing, 60 days, I don't know.
And there's also the clarification of removed and turned off. Because we were talking to the sheriff the other day, and he talked about them being off. So, you know, for what that's
correct.
Worth.
Yeah, that was my secondary thing, that also could be the case. Because on some of those, they might decide that they do want to utilize them if they have certain controls. On the ones on state roads, though, like you say, that's comes down from the governor. So those should be taken down. But I don't know what the time frame is on that. Yeah. Good morning. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg. Good morning. What's bugging me is, although I'm completely a
planning to vote in November, and I think we're going to pull it off. What's bugging me is the concern about the Democrats taking over the House and the Senate. I just kind of think they have such a lineup of kooks, weirdos, and losers that I think it's already in the bag that we're going to keep both the House and the Senate. So I don't think people should be really worrying about that.
No, I want them to worry. I want them to show up. I don't want any complacency, although I do agree we just can't have that kind of mindset. Everybody needs to show up for the midterms hardcore, no doubt. Hey, Doug, what's bugging you?
It's got to be the traffic, Bob. Ocala, Gainesville, everywhere you go, the traffic is just horrendous!
Yeah, I don't know what the issue is. I guess an ultralight, maybe, could be in your future. Ask the missus to get you one for your birthday.
There you go. Be nice, yeah.
Yeah, be careful, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, always.
Thunderstorms, wind, that kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. A new TSA program that will allow some people to go through security without a ticket? That's coming up. Also, 8:05, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. It's all on the way. I'm a Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.